This is a group System-wide. They perform this in Montreal. It's about Gilgamesh, so the Sumerian hero. He was half mortal, half immortal. And he was seeking the other half, the root of immortality, the tree of life, right? What is the tree of life? If you look at the Sumerian pictures of it, it looks just like the DNA helix. And so in the epic, he meets up with a guy named Utnapishtim, who is basically Noah. And so he goes up, though, on a spaceship, not an ark. And I always make this, you know, you got an ark, right? 70 cubits wide. So you got wood and whatever. And then you got one family, Noah's family, on this rickety-ass wooden ark. So how are you going to keep the carnivores separate from the herbivores, one family? How are you going to shovel crap and feed all these animals? It just doesn't make any sense. So what it was, ancient astronaut theory suggests, is that Utnapishtim took up on a spaceship with a DNA seed bank for all the animals and all of the plants. So it took 500 years of the Great Flood for the mud to recede enough for people to go back. And so you're not gonna survive that on a wooden ark. It's preposterous. So yeah, spaceship. So let's hear about that from the group System-wide. Smile Jamaica, ancient astronaut theory suggests.